Okay, well, let's move on. Paco del Stinko covered Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult for...
Bomb.
For who?
Bomb Bort.
Bomb Bort. Bort. All right.
Now, I had to listen to this, so I never heard this one. This is another obscure track.
Yeah, I had to turn on AM radio. Well, okay, so I think it was brave of Paco to redo something this iconic and this epic. And Paco del Stinko was the perfect song fighter to take it on, I thought. In some ways, it's a real departure from the original, like the classical guitar riffs instead of the electric guitar at the intro and at all the places that we're used to it. But if anything, it, you know, accentuates how he totally nails some of the little touches and the little details so very, very well that yes. You'd swear they were lifted from the original. It's like, I'm thinking like, okay, the voice is a little different and there's that classical guitar, but then just these little touches that just come in of, you know, these little effects and stuff. And they're like, that's perfect.
Are we going to talk about the opening drum fill?
Go for it.
It's perfect. It's exactly right. And I know Paco plays the drums. So, you know, you just hear that intro drum fill and it's like, oh, we're here.
Yeah, I thought this was an amazing success and it's a hell of a good listen. I thought so. I loved it.
Yeah, the guitar solo was super satisfying. Like, he gets total feel and the epic sound of the original without being a note for note copy. And the guitar feedback at the end of the solo is super well done. Like, Paco is exactly the person on the Songfight boards who I would want to cover this song for me. So, Vom totally lucked out.
Yeah, and I think he mentioned on the board, you know, he's gotten Blue Oyster Cult comparisons for a very long time, and if I got a Gift of Music challenge and one of the four songs was Anna Ang by They Might Be Giants, and it was like, well, am I going to not do this? Like, obviously I'm not going to not do this. I think that's kind of what Paco was feeling. And you stole a lot of my comments, Ryan, that yeah, there's the switch up of the classical guitar for the electric guitar and a few other different orchestration things, but a very similar feel. And like you said, he's intimately familiar with this. I don't know this specific song or not, but this style certainly. So this is an example of somebody being very true to the song and also very true to their own style. So, you know, if you want to talk about the different ways that people approached very different songs in this particular fight, this was cool that he was able to do that.